And it's now time for a Wretched News Break here on Wretched Radio. I'm Jimmy Hicks. Well, this is likely not going to surprise many of you. While the Pentagon was pushing vaccine mandates on U.S. soldiers, they were simultaneously running anti-vax campaigns in the Philippines. Hundreds of fake social media accounts were set up by the U.S. military to discourage Filipinos from getting China's Sinovac COVID vaccine. Post called the Chinese vaccines and protective equipment fake while acknowledging the virus itself was real. The Pentagon claims that this was in response to Chinese disinformation blaming the U.S. for COVID-19, but Filipino officials are kind of confused, asking why the U.S. would undermine vaccination efforts in desperate times. Seems the real motive was geopolitical. The Filipino president had offered to end opposition to China's South China Sea claims in exchange for vaccine access that threatened a U.S. security agreement. While blame for the origins and handling of COVID can be debated, deliberately sabotaging another nation's public health efforts for political gain is pretty troubling, to say the least. In other news, Chicago's mayor, Brandon Johnson, has allocated $500,000 to explore reparations for black residents. He's blaming racism for everything from pollution to gun violence to school closures. All of this as the city faces a budget crisis and a pretty horrific wave of violence that's claimed over 30 lives just this past weekend alone. Sadly, Johnson is continuing Chicago's legacy of corruption and mismanagement over real solutions. Meanwhile, in San Francisco, an Asian firefighter named Gabriel Shin is out of a job after being attacked by a black colleague with the 15-inch brass hydrant wrench. Shin's assailant tracked down his home address and drove to Oakland to confront him over workplace gossip, allegedly saying that next time I see you, I'm basically going to hurt you. The attack was so brutal that a neighbor had to pull a gun out to stop it. And despite felony charges, the man who attacked Shin is still on the fire department payroll, while Shin himself was pressured to drop the charges and then fired for not cooperating with an internal investigation that seemed aimed at blaming him. Shin believes he was treated with prejudice, while his attacker got favorable treatment. But San Francisco has other priorities at the moment. Mayor London Breed, running for re-election, actually just recently challenged her opponent in a debate to name three local drag queens, as if that's the top qualification to lead the troubled city. Rampant homelessness, crime, unaffordable costs of living, that's all irrelevant compared to someone's knowledge of the drag scene. And that's been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.